Would the Senate please come to order? Members, please note their presence by voting. Secretary, please take the roll.
The roll shows 19 senators present this morning. Senator Rohde is excused from the call of the Senate.
Would the Senate please rise for a prayer, Rabbi Danny Plotnick?
Let us pray. Good morning, God. We pray that you grant that this day be a messenger of good tidings to us all. Bestow upon us a life of health and peace. Bless those who guide and serve in these chambers. Help us to spend this day in the love of thee and in the service of the citizens of Alaska. Let us thank and bless the Lord our God. Amen.
Senator Hackney.
Spread and adjourn.
It's been moved that Danny be spread and adjourn. You'll get the words together. Would the secretary please certify us to the correctness of the daily journal?
I wish to certify us to the correctness of the journal for the 127th legislative day.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 127th legislative day be approved as certified.
Hearing no objection, the journal is certified. This brings us down to introduction of guests. Does any member have a guest to introduce? Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, I take great pleasure in introducing three friends from Anchorage. Would you stand, please, as I call your name? Mr. Frank Van Zandt, Executive Vice President of the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce. Mr. Shelby Stasny, Mr. Bill Scott, a peasant. That's the people against state income tax.
Stand at ease, please.
Senator Coletta, Chairman, Senator Bradley, and Senator Curtula. The House has passed the following. Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 84 amended pipeline tariffs with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 84, oil and gas leases and their utilization to oil and gas conservation and to reports of oil and gas under state lease and transmitted for consideration.
Senator
Coletta. Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to namely House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 84 and request the body to vote no.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments, namely House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 84? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 excused.
And so the Senate has failed to receive from its failed except the House amendments to House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 84. At this time, I'd like to appoint a free conference committee composed of Senators Ziegler, Bennett, Mulcahy.
Message of May 19, the House has passed CSSB 514, amending the criminal provisions relating to cruelty to animals, with the following amendment. HCS-CSSB 514, amended House, amending the criminal provisions relating to cruelty to animals and establishing the crimes of promoting an exhibition of fighting animals and for the destruction of animals by the use of a decompression chamber. Transmitted for consideration.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to namely House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 514, amended House, and request the body to vote no.
Is there still objection?
I withdraw my objection.
Ready for the question. question is, shall House Committee substitute for Committee substitute for Senate Bill 514 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote?
President, I'll change my vote.
The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 14 yeas and 4 yeas and 14 nays.
And so the Senate has failed to concur. House Committee substitute, Committee substitute for Senate Bill 514. At this time, I'd like to appoint a free conference committee composed of Senator Ziegler, Milan, Sturgiluski.
Message of May 19, the House has passed CSSB 523 amended public utilities with the following amendment. House Committee substitute for Committee substitute for Senate Bill 523 and transmitted for concurrence or for consideration.
Senator Clement.
Mr. President, I move a national unanimous consent that action on this measure be deferred one legislative day.
Any objections? Hearing none, this will be deferred one legislative day.
Message of May 19, the House has passed Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 541, Professional Licensing and the Regulation of the Practice of Dispensing Opticians with the following amendment. On page 4, lines 5 and 6, delete subparagraph B, re-letter following subparagraphs, and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Clement.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to namely committee substitute for Senate Bill 541 amended House.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments namely committee substitute for Senate Bill 541 amended? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas, one absent, and one excused.
And so the Senate has concurred in the House amendments, namely committee substitute for Senate Bill 541 as amended by the House. Senator Quetta.
Mr. President, I move a national unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the adoption of committee substitute for Senate Bill 541 amended House be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Message of May 19, the House has passed Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 561 amended Professional Licensing and the Regulation of Dentists and Dental Hygienists with the following amendment. On page 4, lines 27 and 28, delete subparagraph B. Page 6, line 23 and line 24, delete the words or mental, and transmitting CSSB 561MH for consideration.
Senator Clement.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to namely committee substitute for Senate Bill 561 amended House.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate adopt committee substitute for Senate Bill 561 amendment? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 17 yeas, one nay.
And so the Senate has adopted committee substitute for Senate Bill 561 as amended by the House. Senator Clement.
Mr. President, I move a national unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the adoption of committee substitute for Senate Bill 561 amended House be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Message of May 19, the House has passed the following. Committee substitute for House Bill number 254 by the Finance Committee, an act relating to Alaska National Guard retirement and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 723 by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to a constitutional convention and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 978 by the Commerce Committee, an act relating to the regulation of the practice of hair design and cosmetology, terminating the existence of the Board of Barber Examiners and the Board of Hairdressing and Beauty Culture Examiners, establishing the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers, and providing for an effective date.
Commerce.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 983, Finance, by the Finance Committee, an act relating to parole of offenders, continuing the existence of the Board of Parole, and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary.
Those are the messages from the House today.
Are there any communications?
We have no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Labor and Management Committee considered House Concurrent Resolution number 65, requesting the governor to endorse the U.S. Department of Labor's decision to establish a Job Corps center in the state. And the committee recommends that it be replaced with the Senate committee substitute and do pass with a new title. Signed, Senator Ferguson, Chairman, concurring Senators Coletta, Ray, Tankworth, and Bradley. HCR 65 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered House Bill number 610, Special Appropriation to the Department of Administration, Older Alaskans Commission, for programs to benefit older Alaskans, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Hackney, Chairman, concurring Senators Fahrenkamp and Sturgiewski. HB 610 has a further referral to Finance. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered House Bill number 611 amended, authorizing state aid for service programs for the benefit of older Alaskans, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass with an amendment. Signed, Senator Hackney, Chairman, concurring Senator Sturgiewski and Fahrenkamp. HB 611 amended has a further referral to Finance. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill number 802 amended, Health Care Services, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Hackney, Chairman, concurring Senator Sturgiewski and Fahrenkamp. CSHB 802 amended has a further referral to Judiciary. The Rules Committee considered sponsor substitute for House Joint Resolution number 66 amended, relating to the upgrading of the White Pass and Yukon Route 66 and 67, and recommends that both these resolutions be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute. Senator Tillian signed do pass. Signing to calendar were Senators Coletta, Sumner, Ziegler, Holman, and Tillian. These two resolutions do appear on today's calendar. The Rules Committee considered CSHB 529, Fish Disease Control and the Cost of Fish Inspections. CSHB 550 amended, transfer to certain municipalities the responsibility of the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for traffic control systems, and recommend that these be placed on the May 20 calendar. Signed, Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senator Sumner, Ziegler, Holman, and Tillian. These bills do appear on today's calendar. The Rules Committee considered the following and recommend they be placed on the May 21 calendar. CSHCR 35, study of a rail line from Fairbanks to the Ladue Valley. CSHB 778, taxation of electric cooperatives. CSHB 931 amended, transferring the Council on Science and Technology from the Department of Environmental Conservation to the Department of Administration. CSHB 997 amended, regulation of certified public accountants and continuing the existence of the Board of Public Accountancies. Signed, Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senator Sumner, Ziegler, Holman, and Tillian. These will appear on tomorrow's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today.
Are there any special committee reports?
There are no special committee reports.
This brings us down to consideration of our daily calendar.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 529 by the Resources Committee, an act relating to fish disease control and the cost of fish inspections. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass, signed Senator Bennett, Vice Chairman, concurring Senators Mulcahy, Meland, and Dankworth. There are no amendments.
Senator Sumner.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for House Bill 529 be referred to finance. I've discovered that it has a fiscal note, fiscal implications of at least $105,000 involved, at least two new positions, and I didn't discover that until recently, and I think it ought to go to finance, knowing the battle we're having in terms of trying to hold the budget and the new position count.
That's your request, Senator Sackett. Are there any objections? Committee substitute for House Bill 529 will be sent to finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 515 by the State Affairs Committee, an act relating to transfer to certain municipalities of the responsibility of the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for traffic control systems and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
Senator Clement.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and committee substitute for House Bill 550 amended be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 550 amended, an act relating to the transfer to certain municipalities of the responsibility of the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for traffic control systems and providing for an effective date.
Question.
You ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 550 amended pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 19 yeas and one excused.
So, committee substitute for House Bill 550 amended has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on passage of committee substitute for House Bill 550 amended be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 836 amended, an act relating to the use of state fish and game resources by aliens and non-residents and providing for an effective date, was held from May 19 with the Senate committee substitute moved and pending.
Are you ready for the adoption of the committee substitute in lieu of the original bill? Ask unanimous consent. Are there any objections? Hearing none, the committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill Number 836 by the Resources Committee, an act relating to the use of state fish and game resources by aliens and non-residents and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for sponsors substitute for House Bill 836 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
Senate CS for sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 836, an act relating to the use of state fish and game resources by aliens and non-residents and providing for an effective date.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 836 pass the Senate? Members can proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 13 yeas and 5 nays.
And so Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 836 has passed the Senate.
Is there an effective date clause on that measure?
Yes, there is.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Committee Substitute 4.
You have to call.
Didn't we have 13? I'm sorry. I move the effective date clause.
The question is, shall the effective date clause on House Bill 836 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. If any senator wishes to change his or her vote, the secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 19 yeas and one excused.
So the effective date clause has been adopted. Senator Coletta.
President, we stand at ease, please.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 263, an act relating to the licensing of practitioners of naturopathic healing and providing for an effective date, is in third reading.
Senator Hackney. Hearing no objection. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 263 is returned to Health, Education, and Social Services.
Will it be operated on?
No, I think it passed the need of surgery. Not in legal.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 41 by Senators Coletta and Hackney adopting a state policy for economic development. The committee substitute has been moved and pending.
Question.
Are you ready for the question?
Question.
Well,
what's before?
We haven't adopted the Senate.
We got to adopt the committee substitute.
The motion is, shall the committee substitute be adopted in lieu of the original bill? Are there any objections? Hearing none, the committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original bill.
CS for Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 41 by the Resources Committee, adopting a state policy for economic development. There is an amendment number one by Senators Ray and Sumner. Page 3, line 24, add the following. Further resolved that the legislature direct the legislative council to form a committee to study, facilitate implementation of, and report to the first session of the 12th legislature on the concepts and concerns expressed in this resolution.
Move the amendment and ask unanimous consent.
Mr. President.
Senator Sturgeluski.
Object merely for a question. Was there a fiscal note with this?
No.
That's out of order. It's not germane to the amendment.
Sure. What? Senator Holm, I thought.
I think that is a very germane question.
Yeah.
There is a fiscal note. $150,000 is in that.
$150,000 should have a roll call vote. Are you ready for the adoption of the amendment? The question is, shall amendment number one be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. So does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 14 yeas and 4 nays.
And so amendment number one has been adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt committee substitute for SCR 41.
The question has been called for. The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate concurrent resolution 41 as amended by the Senate pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 1 nay.
And so, committee substitute for Senate concurrent resolution 41 as amended by the Senate has passed the Senate.
Mr. President.
Senator Rain.
Through the chair, I would like to express my apologies to the senator from Anchorage. I thought that I had made an amendment to the amendment, and I didn't realize that they incorporated that and made an amendment. And so I understand that they did have a fiscal implication, and my apologies.
Senate concurrent resolution number 64 by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee, requesting the governor to direct the Department of Fish and Game to conduct a study relating to the restocking of Anchorage lakes and streams.
The Resources
Committee considered this resolution and recommends due pass, signed Senator Bennett, Vice Chairman, concurring Senators Meehlin, Bankworth, and Mulcahy. There is an amendment number one by Senator Ziegler. Page one, lines 23 and 24, delete and rewrite. Whereas personnel within the Department of Fish and Game have stated that more brood stock is needed to stock our lakes and streams adequately.
Mr. President.
Senator Sturgill.
Yes, I would move that the SCR 64 with pending amendments be held one legislative
period.
Are there any objections? Hearing none. SCR 64 will be held one legislative day.
We stand at ease, please.
Senate, please come back to order.
They say the crown is good thing to vote itself.
Sponsor substitute for House Joint Resolution number 66 amended relating to the upgrading of the White Pass and Yukon Route.
The Rules Committee considered this resolution and recommends that it be replaced
with the Senate Committee substitute. Senator Tillian signed due pass, signed to calendar were Senators Sumner, Ziegler, Homan, Tillian, and Coletta. There is a Senate Committee substitute.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move adoption of this Rules Committee substitute.
I object, Mr. President.
Objection is noted.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, the Rules Committee substitute is, I believe, in error on lines 29 and 30, and I don't believe that that's accredited. And I
don't think it belongs in here. I would ask that we oppose the Senate Committee substitute and
adopt the sponsor substitute for House Joint Resolution number 66.
You ready for the
question? Shall the Rules Committee
substitute be adopted through the original bill?
The issue we want this motion. Senator Clark.
Do you still have an objection to the adoption of the Rules Committee substitute, Senator Ray?
No, sir, I would comment. There are no objection. The Rules Committee substitute
is adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Senate CS for sponsor substitute for House Joint Resolution number 66 by the Rules Committee relating to the upgrading of the White Pass and Yukon Route. There are no amendments.
One just arrived.
There is an amendment number one by Senator Ray. Delete line 29.
Page 1, delete line 29. Page 2,
delete lines
1 and 2.
I would move the amendment, Mr. President.
You have the floor.
Well, just to reiterate what I stated before, that the language in there is
could be incorrect in this committee.
Belong in the resolution.
I think embarrassing more than incorrect. Are there any objections?
Amendment number one.
Just those two lines, Mr. President.
An objection number one is about.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Clements?
As President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and the Senate committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House
Joint Resolution 66 amended Senate. Be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
Mr. President.
Senator Stimson.
Brief news, please. Where are we now?
I'll read it for Senate Committee Substitute for Sponsor.
Substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 66, amended Senate.
Relating to the upgrading of the White Palace and Yukon Route.
Question has been called for.
The question is, shall Senate Committee Substitute for Sponsor Substitute for House Joint Resolution 66 is
amended by the Senate Palace of Senate. Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 17 yeas,
1 excused, and 2 absent.
And so, Senate Committee Substitute, Responsive Substitute for House Joint
Resolution 66.
Sponsor substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 67 amended by Representatives
Duncan and Miller relating to the upgrading
of the White Pass and Yukon Route. The Rules Committee considered this resolution and recommends it be replaced in the Senate Committee substitute and calendared May 20. Senator Tatum signed new pass, signed to calendar with Senators Coletta,
Chairman, Sumner,
Ziegler, Holman, and Tillian. There's an amendment number one by.
There's a Senate Committee substitute.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move adoption of the Senate Committee substitute.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, the substitute is adopted.
Senate Committee Substitute for Responsive Substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 67 by the Rules Committee relating to the upgrading of the White Pass and Yukon Route. There is Amendment Number 1 by Senator Reagan. On page 1, line 29, delete line 29. On page 2, delete lines 1 and 2.
I would move the amendment, Mr. President, asking you to say. Are there any objections? There are
no amendments.
Senator.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules
be suspended and the Senate Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Joint Resolution 67 amended
Senate Committee the reading for final passage.
Senate 3S for sponsor substitute for House Joint Resolution 67 amended Senate relating to the upgrading of the White Pass and Yukon Route.
The question is, shall somebody from the substitute for sponsor substitute for House Joint Resolution 67 as amended by the Senate passed the 7 members may proceed to vote. Resolution item is to change his or her vote. Secretary will take the vote. There are also 17 yeas, 1 excused, and 2 absent. Does anybody have anything on their unfinished business? Does anyone wish the floor on their spare floors? Announcement of committee. Sarah Holman. Free conference committee of pledges at 2:30. I got Sarah Bradley. So the conference committee will need to respond to videos real far and the goals this building. Submitted so the committee substitute the hospital to bring it to amended. Is any bill filed in 7 to say on this plan of joint committee substitute for House Bill 2021 and are continuing the existence of the Board of Elected Exiles. I am Mr. Cruz. Mr. Morris Thompson will be the speaker for Republican Lights and its government around all of this. Sir, this case is
there is a reason to care about whether to be that which room HCR 67. HB 932, the Rural Development Council.
Any further announcements? Sandy Clark. Oh, sorry, Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent that we revert to our national guests. I am no objection, Mr. Secretary. Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce a former member of the legislature, and I think that Mike Rhodes.
Thank you.
was kind of legislating in her privilege of the floor if they wish to exercise. Mr. President, I move the National Animus Consent Center adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.